ist für mich so die Hamasche, der wir für 5 Meter auf dem Lager gehen. Mit zwei Zweifelsen der Hemes, die drei ist, und das ist der zweite Hofers. And the Torah here gives us the reason for the mitzvah. Okay, we also make sure to give Anashe, the Torah gives the whole story where Yaakov is fighting with Malach and he broke his leg, and therefore, we're not permitted to give Anashe. Usually, generally, the Torah doesn't give us any reasons for any of the mitzvahs. In fact, the Gemara says in the second paragraph of Sanhedrin, about Chodesh, that the Torah didn't want to give the mitzvahs because, and the two mitzvahs, but the Torah gave the reason, so Shlomo HaMelech, who was a Chochmei Kaladim, who was so wise, so intelligent, so smart, felt that since the reason doesn't apply in his case, so because he was so smart that he felt that the reason that the Torah gives doesn't apply to him, therefore he felt he didn't have to observe that mitzvah, and the Pasuk said that he fell it, he made a mistake, and the reason for it didn't apply. That's why the Gemara says the Torah refrained from normally giving reasons for the mitzvah. In this case, this is one of the few exceptions to the rule, but the Torah does give the reason for the mitzvah. It's interesting, the Gemara has a machlokas in the second paragraph of Sanhedrin regarding Darshin on time of the crow. Whenever the Torah gives us a mitzvah and doesn't tell us the time for the mitzvah, so the Gemara many times will give a time. The Gemara will give time for why a Gana pays Kefil and a Gazman does not pay Kefil, why Gana Shor Vaseh, why is Chamisha Baki Yisham Tachas Asher, Yavet Sam Tachas Hazeh, why is there a discrepancy, why do you pay 5 over him, 4 over there? The Gemara gives reason for different mitzvahs. And the Rambam has the whole third section of the Gemara in the Buchim, gives many reasons for the mitzvahs. In fact, the Rambam in the Yad HaZokeh has assumed many of the timing that he has in the Mor and the Buchim, and he doesn't task in accordingly, but sometimes he has arranged halachas according to the way he gives the reasons in the Mor and the Buchim. So we know that the Gemara is very much for giving reasons for time of the Krah. The only question is, Taisus Minhas Chinuch HaMitzvah Seirani Dachas points out in the name of Taisus and Maseches Gittin that the Gemara will always give reasons for the mitzvahs. The only question is the idea of giving a reason for the mitzvahs, is that just the chelik of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? That we should learn all the dinim in the Torah, we should learn the halachas, we should also try to give time in why the din is so. So is it merely a chelik of Talmud Torah? What is the moral or ethical lesson? What is the Musa Haskel that we should learn from this mitzvah? Or is it more than that? The Gemara has machlokes of Rezin Rabbanon, whether Darshin and Talmud Nikroah, Loi Darshin and Talmud Nikroah. This is of the opinion that Darshin and Talmud Nikroah, that the reasons that we give for the various mitzvahs, both for the mitzvah sesei and the mitzvah slay sesei, have a status of drasha. Drasha means midrash Torah nidreshes behem. Means when you have a shaila and din, and you're not sure what the halacha is, so you pass in the halacha according to the midrash Torah nidreshes behem. Plow the prat, prat the plow, plow the prat the plow, is there kashavah, did you not? And so on. So the question between the machlekes and among the tanoim, between Rav Shimon and the Rabbanon, whether darshin and time in the krah, loy darshin and time in the krah, the machlekes is, where the giving reasons for the mitzvahs is merely a chelik of mitzvahs Talmud Torah, but it doesn't regulate the mitzvah, and you cannot pass on any shaylos based on the reasons which you have suggested for the mitzvah. And you say, no, Rav Shimon is of the opinion that Darshin and Talmud Torah, the reasons that we give the mitzvahs have the status of midrash Torah nidreshes behem, and when the reason applies, then the mitzvah applies. When the reason doesn't apply, then the mitzvah doesn't apply. Of course, we pass on a halacha against Rav Shimon's view. We pass on like a chachamim, but loy Darshin and Talmud Torah. Now, though we always try to give reasons for the mitzvahs and for the mitzvahs and the mitzvahs and the prati adinim, we try to learn a Musa Haskel, what is the Torah teaching us? Which moral or ethical lesson is the Torah trying to tell us in this mitzvah? But the reasons that are given for the mitzvahs do not have the status of a drasha, and they do not regulate the halachas. So whenever the reason for the mitzvah doesn't apply, the mitzvah still applies. That's how we pass on our law. The Gemara has, however, one exception to the rule, and this Gidah Noshim would be one of the exceptions to the rule. Whenever the Torah writes explicitly the din, the mitzvah, the success and the mitzvah slosses, and writes right away the reason for that mitzvah, the Torah is saying that this mitzvah is because of this specific reason. So whenever the reason doesn't apply, then the mitzvah will not apply. That's how the Gemara says in the second paragraph in Sanhedrin. The Gemara has a few examples over there. And the post can continue to give additional examples. Halacha l'maisa, cases, mitzvahs, where the Torah gives the explicit reason for the mitzvah, whatever the reason, the time our mitzvah doesn't apply, then the mitzvah itself doesn't apply. There is an interesting tshuva by Rabbi Yankel Akalina, the author of the Mishkanus Yankel, in his Sefer Koheles Yankel. He has a few tshuvas which he had written after the Mishkanus Yankel was published, that he put them in a separate Sefer Koheles Yankel. So he points out that in Takanot de Rabbanon, we have two kinds. We sometimes have a Din de Rabbanon, which we call a Lokhov Rabbanon, that the Chachamim, when they institute a mitzvah, it's a sesim, it's a soy sesim, it's a harchok or a mitzvah of the Rabbanan, they always have to have some reason why they're instituting this. So, and the Gemara will always explain what is the tam for this gzeil of the Rabbanan, what is the tam for this takana of the Rabbanan, and so on. But we sometimes have dinam the Rabbanan, where we have a low flow Rabbanan, where we, even in the case where we know explicitly what the reason is, even when the reason clearly doesn't apply, the takana still applies. And the Gzera still applies, and sometimes we have, in rare cases, we have mitzvahs derabbanan, yisurim derabbanan, or mitzvahs derabbanan that are regulated by the Tam. Whenever the Tam doesn't apply, then the din derabbanan doesn't apply. Those of us in Kiddushin might remember that on Daf Yud Amud Aleph, the Gemara has in Kiddushin a din derabbanan that Arusa, a girl who is not a Kohenes, who is married to a Kohen, is permitted to eat truma. So the Gemara says, Min HaTarish is permitted to eat truma once they had Kiddushin, even before they had Knesset Lechupa, even before Nisim. But with the Rabbanon, they made a takana that Arusa lo techa b'truma, she takanas l'chupa. And the Gemara gives reasons why. Then the Gemara says, nafkamina fekido masa b'halach, in cases where the reasons don't apply, then the chumah the Rabbanon doesn't apply. This was the original takana of the Rabbanon. The Rashba points out in that Gemara that you see that this gzera the Rabbanon, originally the gzera the Rabbanon that Arusa, who is an Arusa Bas Yisrael, who is Mishudesh, is still a coin, is not permitted to be truma until he saw it, was not a light fluid. Yeah, most of the Xeris in the Rabbanon, most of the Xeris in the Rabbanon are found in the more of a low-flow Rabbanon. The Chachamim didn't distinguish between the various cases, and in all cases the Xeris flies even when the Tam doesn't apply. And in a few rare instances, about 5-10% of the cases, you have Xeris in the Rabbanon that are not instituted as a low-flow, and whenever the reason doesn't apply, then the Xeris doesn't apply. So what are the criteria? We have to look in the Gemara, but what are the criteria that the Chachamim had to guide them? How does the Gemara know which Gzera the Rabbanon should apply even when the Tam doesn't apply? Which Gzera the Rabbanon only applies when the Takana, when the reason for the Gzera the Takana applies? So the Mishnah Siyak in his Teshuvah explains that the Klal is simply called the Tikkun Rabbanon, came the Raisa Tikkun, the Rabbanon made their Takanas, then it's assessed at the Rabbanon, and then it's assessed at the Rabbanon, patterned after the Din of the Raisa. On a level of the Raisa, we have two types of mitzvahs. We have two types of mitzvahs and averus. We have a few mitzvahs in Averis, 5%, less than 5% of the mitzvahs in the Torah, where the Torah gives them, all of the mitzvahs in the Torah have a reason, because Baruch is not an arbitrary God. He doesn't just make up laws for no good reason, no, he just wants it to be regimented, to be good soldiers. He has very good reasons for everything. He has a billion and one reasons for everything. But the question is whether the mitzvahs only apply when the reasons apply. What about a case where the Tam doesn't apply, does the mitzvah still have to be followed? So the Gemara said in the second parak of Sanhedrin that we distinguish between the various mitzvahs. Whenever the Torah writes the Tam of Furush B'Kra, the Torah says you have to refrain from eating Gid Anasha because of this Tam. Akein Le'achim Le'esos Gid Anasha. Or the Pasuk says Le'yag Le'anasha, the Melech Me'at Nari acts for wise because V'Le'yasuas Le'vomai. So according to the Tanaim, we'll read that Pasuk that that is the time in the Kra, that is the reason why Le'yag Le'anasha. So then the Gemara says whenever the reason doesn't apply, then the Yisra Deraisa doesn't apply. But the same would be true of a mitzvah says, if the Torah would write, and the first who say there are such cases, if the Torah writes a mitzvah says, and the Torah gives the Tam for the mitzvah says, say, so whenever the Tam wouldn't apply, then the mitzvah says it would not be binding. So this is in very few cases where the Torah writes the Tam of Furush B'Kruah. Most of the times, as the Gemara says in the second parak in Sanhedrin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose not to write the Tam for the mitzvah right next to the mitzvah because, as the Gemara says, Shlomo HaMelech sinned and so on, because if he's going to write the Tam, so Ishkalaya should be in, if everybody will be a chacham and think that the Tam doesn't apply to me, and therefore the mitzvah doesn't apply to me. So in most of the cases, we accept the opinion of the chacham and the Rav Shimon, that why does she the Tam of the cross? Since the Torah formulates the Yisra of the mitzvah, that incorporated the Tam into the mitzvah, so therefore the mitzvah of the Yisra applies even when the Tam doesn't apply. But in those rare cases where the Torah writes the Tam of the cross, then the mitzvah of the Yisra is regulated by the Tam. So the Mishkan Yankiv writes in his Tshuva that the same is true on the level of the Rabbanan. All the mitzvahs of the Rabbanan have a Tam. And the Gemara will explain the Tam for every single of the Rabbanan. But when the Chachamim formulated the Gzeir of the Rabbanan, the mitzvah of the Rabbanan, so most of the time they formulated it the same way the Torah did. Most of the time they formulated it in Stoma. They said, you're not allowed to write with your left hand on Shabbos. They didn't say you're not allowed to write with your left hand lest this will cause you to write with your right hand. The Yisra Deraisa is only to write Kedarta, to write Kelahayad is only the Rabbanan. The Yisra Deraisa is to carry in a Carmelist, Gzeira, maybe he'll carry Gushusaram. So they didn't make Gzeira, you're not allowed to carry the Carmelist, lest you'll carry Gushusaram. That was clearly the reason for the Gzeira. But they didn't incorporate the Tam HaTakana, the Tam HaGzeira into the Gzeira. So since the Tam HaGzeira is not incorporated in the Gzeira, even though there clearly is a Tam for the Gzeira, He say, call the Tikkur Rabbanan Kein the Raisa Pigmin, the Gzeira applies, even in instances with the Tam, or the Gzeira doesn't apply. But in those rare instances where the Chachamim formulated Gzeira, Arusa Bas Yisrael HaMekudeshes L'Koyin, Loi Techel B'Chum Hashem Atashke Li'achecho Li'ach Yosef. They incorporated the Tam HaGzeira into the Nusach of the Gzeira. So then the Rajba points out on the Gemara Kiddushin of Yud, that whenever the Tam HaGzeira doesn't apply, then the mitzvah itself, then the whole mitzvah of the Rabbanan doesn't apply. This is exactly parallel to the Din D'oraisa. Of course, we observe all of the mitzvahs of Torah, whether the Torah writes the reason before it, or the Torah doesn't write the reason. The dinim with the Torah, the cases where the Torah writes the Tam, like by Gidon Asher, so it's obvious that we observe the mitzvah because of the Tam. And in fact, the Bach writes in the beginning of the Sukkah that whenever the Torah writes a Tam, a Furish Bitro, then the Kavanah for the Tam mitzvah is Miyakevet. Bach has a famous comment, why the Torah quotes the Machlokes HaTanoim regarding a Sukkah station, Shinas Yavim, where the Sukkahs are Anani Kovet, a Sukkahs are Sukkahs Mamish, and the Torah writes that it means Anani Kovet. So the Bach has a kasha, why does the Torah quote an Agadah? The Torah only quotes Halochi, he doesn't quote Agadah. So the Bach is Mecharish that this is Halochi, that since the Torah writes the Sukkah station, Shilas Yomim, Manyev Dere Sechen Keba Sukkahs or Shabdi is the name. So it says the Manyev Dere Sechen, the Torah gives the Tam, the foolish Bikro. The Torah gives a mitzvah and it says the reason for the mitzvah. So the Bach is Mecharish La Halochi, that if you don't have Kavanah for the Tam, so you're not getting to the mitzvah. So in those mitzvahs, some mitzvah says, and mitzvah slow says, the Torah writes the Tam. So we do the mitzvah specifically for the Tam, and the Bach says that that Kavanah is Miyakev in the Kiyam HaMitzvah. In fact, some Paskim want to be Mechadish. The Rav Pirush Melech Lidov has in the Sefer B'nei, he's the author of B'nei Yisrael, has in the Sefer Derech B'Kodecha, Achidish, he claims that by Bris Milo, also the Tam is Mefurish B'Kro. So the Moel and the Aveh Ben have to have in mind that they're doing this Bris Milo, the Shein increases Bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This baby should enter Bris. They have a blank mind, so they're not getting to the Mitzvah. He even wants to raise the possibility that maybe you have to do, that's why the Moel, many times, many Moel have a minig, that they say, oh, he's Bris Kodesh, before they do the Mitzvah. So the, this comes from the Kodesh, from the Rebbe Sosa. So he says that this is for the purpose of having the Tam HaMitzvah in mind, B'Shas HaSias HaMitzvah. He doesn't think that the Yeved, if the Moel and the Aveyaben didn't have the Kavon in mind, he thinks that they wouldn't be able to the Mitzvah, but he doesn't think that the Yeved you would have to do over HaTofas Damritz. He gives a whole explanation why he doesn't think that would be necessary. But whenever the Torah gives a mitzvah, says a mitzvah, says a mitzvah, where the Tam is mefurish b'kroah, the Tam is incorporated in the mitzvah, then we say that the kavanah for the Tam is miyakev, the Bach says. Whenever the Torah just writes a mitzvah or an Easter and doesn't give any Tam, so of course we are required to try to search around to find the Tam, but we still observe the mitzvah even if we cannot find the Tam, and even if it doesn't make any sense to us at all. And even if the Tam that the Gemara suggests doesn't appeal to us, we follow the mitzvah. This is called an act of Kabbalah Samar Rishonah, to do mitzvah Sabayre without knowing any reasons, without being interested in the reason. The Miri says on the Pasuk, Tuf Tam Adaslam Dein, the Kibbutz Mitzvah Secha Hev Monti. So he says that the Pshat in the word Ki, the Gemara says Ki Mishamish Badalad Lashonah, Rashi quotes on Chumash, the word Ki has many different meanings. One of the many meanings, the Gemara has different meanings that are. That we all know. So the Ibn Ezra and Parashas Kisisa quotes an additional meaning when Moshe Rabbeinu is mispallel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he says, Yelach no Hashem b'kirbeinu ki am ki sheyorifu. So the Mefarshim are bothered with the Pasuk, Hashem should abide within, it should be Mashu Shechina within Klal Yisrael, because we are a rebellious nation. Because we don't listen to him, that's why he should be Mashu Shechina. So it doesn't make too much sense, a difficult Pasuk. So the different Perushim given on the Pasuk ki, so the Ibn Ezra quotes a Pshad, that ki means despite the fact. You have so many different ki mishamish b'dal of l'shenis. So here's another lashon, here's another pshat, what ki mean. Ki sometimes means despite the fact that I'm k'shei yorif, despite the fact that we are not too cooperative, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should still be mashre shechin osve b'nein. And we have also a pasuk, this seems to be the way the Gemara and Gittin have some of the arshins on the pasuk. K'sov l'chos ha'dvar m'ha'ela ki al pi ha'dvar m'ha'ela karati yitchabris v'es Yisrael. So the Gemara says, like Karas HaKadosh Baruch Hu bris im Yisrael el al Torah Shabbat Peh. V'ikik kris is bris, was really on the Torah Shabbat Peh, not on the Torah Shabbat Chsa. And yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to write the Torah Shabbat Chsa. So the Pasuk reads, K'sov l'chos ha'dvar m'ha'ela, write down the Torah Shabbat Chsa. Ki, despite the fact that the kris is bris is only going to be, the special uniqueness of Klal Yisrael will only be regarding the Torah Shabbat Peh. Torah Shabbat Chsa, only Yisraelim can read. Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded to write the Torah Shabbat Chsa, by her hated, Rishidim Boshan, and the youth based upon him when he crossed over the Yerushua was commanded to write the whole Torah of the Shivim Roshim when he crossed over the Yardim. So all the Yom Yisrael will have it available for them, but the Torah Shabbat Peh was never given to them. the special unique priest's bris with Bnei Israel was only on the Torah Shabbat. So the pasuk, the way the Gemara darshens it, seems to read, "Sofafas advan ma'elev." Write down the Torah Shabbat. Stop. What do we need it for? Liyolam. So for the goyim, what do we have to know? Ki al pi advan ma'elev. Despite the fact that the Ikar priest's bris with Bnei Israel was only on the Torah Shabbat, Hakadosh Baruch Hu tells us we should still write down the Torah Shabbat. I think that's not really so much our business. It's really for the Ulus Olam who only have Torah Shabbat. Stop. But we should write it down anyway. So here too, the Miri interprets the pasuk like that. If David HaMelech is in Spalta, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tuv Tam Adas Lam Deini, teach me the Tamei HaMitzvahs. Keep the mitzvahs Secha Hemonti, despite the fact that I have Emunah, I'm going to do the mitzvahs anyway, whether I know the reason or not, but nevertheless, you should teach me the Tamei HaMitzvahs. It's more geschmack when you know the Tam, but he says, I'm going to do the mitzvahs anyway, even though I don't know the Tam. The many themes in Agoda and Drush, in this sefer as well as in every sefer, I'd like to dwell on one theme, one specific theme in today's sefer. It's connected with the last few sefers. Avraham Avinu was commanded by Hashem to bring his son as an oilah on Har HaMoriah, and Rashi quotes in the Medrash that this wasn't an error, this wasn't a mistake on the part of Avraham Avinu. It's not that he misunderstood the Tzivui Hashem. He really was supposed to bring his son as a korban. And we find later on when there was a Roa Boretz and Yitzchak Avinu wanted to do the same as Avraham did, to go to Eretz Mitzrayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Yitzchak when he was in Eretz Plishtim, and he says, Gur Boretz Azos Ve'Yimcho, he should stay in Eretz Yisrael, he shouldn't leave to Chutz L'Oretz, because Yitzchak Avinu was an Oil of Nima, V'Yin Chutz L'Oretz Kedai Hu Lo. It's not proper for a korban to go to Chutz L'Oretz. We have a deal with all korbanos. And if so, the Yotze, if you take a korban out of its makom, it becomes tosis. So Yitzchak had a din of an oil of tmima. It wasn't a mistake. It wasn't that Avraham Avinu misunderstood that Tziva Hashem Haleh Hashem Leyola just take him up on top of the mountain. Tziva Hashem clearly was to be Magdash Yitzchak as a korban. In fact, we find the Torah stresses this tchun of Yitzchak, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is described by the pasuk as Pachad Aviv Yitzchak. Yitzchak was the one who was Magdash very much Yir HaShemayim. Pachad Yitzchak was Madish Kiyosh HaMayim. Why is that so? So the Mefarshim point out, because generally we have a mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. And the Ramban points out on Parshas Yisrael, in connection with the Aseres HaDibros, on Zohar and Shomar, the Dibur Echad Nehru. He points out the difference between Zohar and Shomar, that Zohar is an essay and Shomar is a vice essay. And he says that generally speaking, all of the mitzvahs essay stem from the mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem, to go and do something to demonstrate Ahavas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And all of the mitzvahs lesay stem from the union of Yiras Hashem. And that's why the Ramban claims this is why we have a principle of Eseh Doicha Loiseh Eseh. Why is that so? Because the Ahavas Hashem is obvious from Yiras Hashem. Yiras Hashem is a Shevi Altas. Ahavas Hashem, you go ahead, you show your love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why whenever we have a conflict between a mitzvah Eseh and a mitzvah Loiseh Eseh, and it's Efshe Mekayim Shneim is Mutah. In love, if you're faced with a dilemma, and there's no way out, and you have to choose one over the other, so the Halacha declares that Eseh Defala says it because Ava is Adiv from Yira. However, the Gemara in Zvachim has one exception to the rule. The Nigdosh Ein Eseh Defala says it. You have a pasuk that Etzno is Sishgruba, one is not permitted to break an Etzem, a bone in the Korban Pesach. The Gemara says that the Lav of Etzno is Sishgruba applies even in the case where the Etzem is Yesh B'Moyach. And you can be Yotze even if there's Marach, Marrow inside the bone. And one can be Yotze the mitzvah of Achilas Korban Pesach by eating the Moyach. Or the etzim itself is sometimes so soft. Some of the bones are so soft you can chew up the whole bone and eat up the whole bone. And that will also be older for Achilles Korban Pesach. So what would the din be, the Gemara's Meirah, in the end of Zvachim? What would the din be in a case when everybody is up a chabur of 100 people and I come late to the Achilles Korban Pesach? It's Avon Nusaf Svart, so they're still saying Halal and Shul, whatever. And I come late to the Achilles Korban Pesach. And everybody ate up the whole Korban Pesach. And I'm one of the Memunim on this Korban Pesach. I can go eat in a different group. I can only eat the Pesach from the New York. And all they left for me are bones. So am I permitted to chew the bones and be yotze with the marach, with the mayach inside the bone, with the bone itself? So the Gemara says nothing doing. But although normally we would apply a principle of essay doicha loses, and the mitzvah essay of achilas ha-pesach should be doicha de loses, or the etzim v'sish v'ubo, so the Gemara says in Beis HaMikdash is an exception to the rule, and we say ein essay doicha loses. Why not? It's Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Sefer Oitzis Yosef, a lot of Sfarim Oitzis Yosef, in the Sefer Drush Sefer Oitzis Yosef, quotes classical Mefarshim, Maron Frag, and others who explain that the Migdosh is the Mokom Yiro. The pasuk stresses Migdoshi Tiro, we should have Moraha Migdosh. when one is lifnei Hashem, but we're not so much in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we are ma'adif avos Hashem over yiras Hashem. So we generally say Eser Dechov Eses, as the Rabban explains, because Eser represents avos Hashem and the Lois Eser represents yiras Hashem. But in the Beis Hamikdash proper, when you're mamish in the presence of Hashem, then you're supposed to tremble a little more. Then you're supposed to have more moro than ahavo. So the moro should be more obvious and more apparent. So there you say fakir, that the Lois Eser is Dechov Eses. You don't say that Eser Dechov Eses in Beis Hamikdash. Apparently Yitzchok Avinu, who was an oil pchina of an oil tmima, used to stress this pchina of pachad and moira, and that's why the pasuk calls HaKadosh Baruch Hu pachad aviv Yitzchok, and the Kiyah Rom who pachad aviv Yitzchok. The Yitziv points out in his commentary on Chumash that the relationship between Rivka and her husband Yitzchok, the way the Chumash describes it, seems to be much different from the relationship between Avram and his wife Sarah, and the relationship between Yaakov and his wife. So we find that when Rivka had no children, Sarah at first had no children, and Rachel had no children, so Rivka also had no children. So you find that Sarah pours her heart out to her husband Avram Avinu. She cries to him and she gives an eitz to marry, take Hagar and Lula Yibonim Imenu, and so on. And Rachel has no children, so she cries her heart out to Yaakov Avinu, and Miss Pavel and Lisa, Hina, Han, they go to doctors, whatever, he gives her an eitz. And Rivka, we don't find that she pours her heart out to her husband. Just find that he dominated this corner, she dominated that corner. The Baruch Hashem answered the prayers of Yitzchok. You don't find that she cries her heart out. Then we find at the beginning of Parshas Toldos, Vayehad Yitzchok Eseisov, Kitzai Befim, Rivka Hevesis Yaakov, that Yitzchok liked Eseisov very much. And the mother of the children, who usually loves the children more than the father, the mother couldn't stand her son Eseisov. She knew that he was rotten and she loved Yaakov. So why didn't she speak to her husband? Explain to him that this kid is rotten, the other one is good. You don't find that she spoke to her husband to explain to him. And later in the parasha of Toldos, we find by the brachas, when Yitzchak is interested in giving the brachas away before he dies, he wants to give the brachas to Esau. So instead of speaking to her husband and tiding out the case, she doesn't speak to him. She listens in outside of the oven. Then she dresses up Yaakov. She put on the al tzavara, al tzavara, al tzavara. She goes sneak in and steal the brachas from his father. Why doesn't she go speak to her husband? So then it points out that apparently they had a different type of a relationship. He points out the pasuk says earlier, the end of Chayisara, actually the pasuk reads that when Eliezer Eved Avraham is bringing back this little girl, Rivka, to Yitzchak, so the pasuk says that Yitzchak went to Davin. Yitzchak was suach basara, and the Gemara of Ein Zichar at Tfilo, Yitzchak went to Davin Meicha. Yitzchak was Misak and Tfilo Simcha. So when Rivka was riding back on the camel with Eliezer, so she saw this man, and she got so scared when he was making his achonis to go daven. He must have been a pachat chodim. His oil of tmimu was going to go daven, like in the Beis Hamikdash, with such Yerushalayim. So she started to tremble. So the pasuk said, people me'al agomel. She fell down from over the camel. She got so terrified. Who is that? And Eliezer says, Meidele, that's your chosn. The pasuk says she got so scared that shvatikachatzoy patiskah, she covered up her head. That was her husband. And the Tziv comments on that pasuk that it would seem that from that time on she was terrified of her husband, and that they never had the what we would call, for people who live in our generation, we would call a normal relationship between a husband and a wife, that they talk to each other and so on, like Avram had with his wife Sarah, like Yaakov had with his wife Rachel and Leah, that he spoke to them. So Rivka found it difficult to speak to her husband. You have people like that in this generation also. So you have people who are great outstanding Talmidei Chachamim, and they live in the Olam HaAtzilus, the Olam HaMachshava, all Ruchnius, and they're not really so down to earth. They're not people of Olam HaZeh, and sometimes they don't relate to other people that well because they're too much Ruchnius. So the Netziv comments, he thinks that seems to be the Pshut Shal Mikra regarding Yitzchak. Yitzchak was such an individual. We find the Beis Halevi comments on Chumash regarding the brachas. What do you mean Yitzchak wanted to give the brachas to Esau? But we find later in the parasha, after Yitzchak already gave the brachas to Yaakov, he was full, then Rivka tells her husband Yitzchak that Yaakov has to get married now, and he says we should see to it that he doesn't marry any shiksis, like Esau married shiksis. And Yitzchak realized that Esau had done the wrong thing, and that Yaakov is the one who's going to have the Birchas Avraham. So they gave him this specific bracha, Vidlachas Birchas Avraham. And he knew, so the Beis Halevi explains our Chumash, Yitzchak planned all along to give the Birchas Avraham. Birchas Avraham was the bracha of Ruchnius. To give the bracha of Ruchnius only to Yaakov and not to Esau. The Pasuk says he liked Esau, But he still felt that the Brichas Avram is only going to go to Yaakov. What is the Brichas Avram? So the Mefarshim explained that until the days of Yaakov, it was possible for a person to have several children. Some would be Jewish and some would not be Jewish. Avram Avinu had several children. So Yitzchak, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Kibi Yitzchak Kol HaChazav, only Yitzchak will be Jewish and the others will not be Jewish. Yishmol Gevan HaGoy. And then Yitzchak Avinu also had two children who were mamish twins. It's not that one was from a wife and one was from a pilegish. They were twins from the same wife. And yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu had told Avram, the Yitzchak, what do you call Yitzchak? Only one of Yitzchak's children will be Jewish and the other one will not be Jewish. So Yitzchak also had made up his mind to give the Birchas Avram, the Bracha of Ruchnius, only to Yaakov and not to Esav. This he felt Yaakov deserved and not Esav. And yet, the Bracha of Gashmius, Mital HaShemayim, Yishmai HaOretz, this he wanted to give to Esav. Why did he think that this should go to Esav and not to Yaakov? And Rivka felt that Yitzchak was mistaken, that this too should be given to Yaakov Avinu. What was the machlokes between Rivka and Yitzchak? So, Al Derech HaDrush, Mefarshim explained as follows, that Yitzchak was such a man of Ruchnius. He was an Eilat Mima, he was the man who had a Pachat Yitzchak. He was like in the Beis HaMikdash, where the stress is so much on Moira, rather than Avas Hashem, so much on Moira, that he really couldn't see the way one could say Torah and Derech Eretz, a Torah Magda could blend in together. He thought that it's only either you have Torah, either you have Gashmius, or you have Ruchnius. There's no Shatnus, there's no climb over here. You can't combine the two. He was sitting and learning all day long. So Yitzchak felt that he's going to give the Birchas Avraham to Yaakov, and he'll give the Bracha of Gashmias and Oilam Hazeh to Esav. He liked Esav. He felt he deserves a Bracha. He's a nice fellow and a good kid. Tzayid v'fiv, m'kayim kibudat, more so than Yaakov was. Esav was m'kayim kibudat, more so than Yaakov. He wanted to give him the Bracha of Gashmias and give the Bracha of Ruchnias to Yaakov. And Rivka, who wasn't on that, she wasn't an Oilam Tmima. No, it has to be a Zohar, can't be the case. She wasn't on the team. So she was down to earth. She was one of the imams. She was an Olam Hazeh woman. So she realized that there's no steer. We can give the Bracha of Ruchnias and of Gashmias to Yaakov. He can get everything. And in fact, in this week's Sedra, and that's what happened. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw to it that that's what happened. And Yaakov got both of the Brachas. He got the Bracha of Birchas Avraham. That's what Yitzchak always meant to give to Yaakov. Birchas Avraham, that was not taken by fooling him. And the Bracha of Gashmius of Metal Hashemayim Yishmai Horez, he also got, even though the Bracha was given B'toyos, it was Chal on Yaakov and not on Esav. And in this week's Seder we find two interesting sections. In the middle of Vayishlach, we find very strange. Yaakov Avinu was a cowboy. A lot of cows, and he made a big corral for his animals. Ulemiknehu Asa Sukkos, and they named the place of the city, the name of the city, Corral Town, Sukkos. Why do they call it Yeshiva Town? Today we have a star we call it. We go to the cities in Eretz Yisrael. There's Rechov Reb Shimba Yechoy, Rechov this tzaddik and that tzaddik, Bula Tanoim, Hele Gam Aroim, and the cities, Yeshivaville, and what do they call Muncie, Square Town. They give holy names for cities. Why do they give such a prosty name? Sukkos. Sukkos are the corrals for the animals. They called it Corral Town, Sukkos. So Yaakov Avinu held that that's important. You have to know how to work an Olam Hazeh. You have to know how to make a corral that the behemoth shouldn't run away and that they should like it better and to make the Olam Hazeh should be a little better. That was part of the bracha that Yitzchak had given him the toys. Yitzchak wasn't going to give that to the bracha. And Rivka won out. Alpi Hashgacha Rivka won out and the bracha was given to Yaakov. And he was Matzliach and the pasuk says he was very Matzliach. And they named the name of the city Sukkos al shem the tikkun that he made and Gashmias the tikkun that Olam Hazeh he made. And the pasuk continues, the very next pasuk. He did right there. Vayova Yaakov Shalom Yerushchem. Vayichan es penei hoir. What do you mean by Yichan? So the simple translation is Vayichan Loshan Chanoya, that he came in front of the city. So the Gemara says in Bama Madlikin, we're learning Shabbos. The Gemara says in Bama Madlikin, Vayichan es Loshan Chayin, that he gave Chayin to the city. He beautified the city. What sense did he beautify? He had an economics major, the Gemara says. Vayichan. That tikkun lahem shvokim, one Amora says tikkun lahem berchatzos, one Amora says tikkun lahem matveyos. He was misakin for them, a coin system, he was misakin a business system, shvokim, he was misakin health places, merchatzos, that they should take care of the health. And the pasuk feels it essential to write this, vayichan es penei hoir, that he gave the city, chayin, he beautified the city in Gashmi, it's Olam Hazeh. This was the bracha from that Yitzchak wanted to give to Esau in Alpi Hashgacha and gave it to Yaakov, Yaakov had everything. Yaakov had the Hatzlocha and Ruchnias that Esau will never have. Esau was rejected from the Birchas Avram. The Pasuk says that Esau son Esau. The Pasuk in Malachi says that Yaakov Ahavti was Esau son Esau. Because both, even though they were twin brothers, Yaakov got the Kedushas Yisrael and Esau didn't. And in addition to the Kedushas Yisrael and the Birchas Avram, he also got the bracha of Avolam Hazeh, Hatzlocha and Avolam Hazeh. But it's interesting to note that at the same time, the way the Chachamim darshan in the pasuk, Vayichan es pnei ho'ir, the Gemara says in the Mamadlikin that refers to chayin, giving chayin to the city. The Medrash also says, the Meshach Chachma quotes the Medrash, Vayichan es pnei ho'ir, that he was misakin Eruvin. He was misakin Eruvin. What do you mean he was misakin Eruvin? So the Meshach Chachma explains what this means. He says that Avram Avinu was only one man all by himself. And he knew he was going to have one son who was going to be a Jew, one son who was going to be a goy. So the pasuk speaks of Hanefesh Asherasa Dechora. Avraham Avinu was a man who was always going to reach out to the goyim. There were no Jews. He was going outreach program for the goyim. Trying to make a car more goyim tachas kanfi hashchina. The pasuk said Hanefesh Asherasa Dechora. How can you make Hanefesh Asu? You can buy people. Avodim, but you can't make people. So the Medrash says it means that he was Megayer, then one who was Megayer is goy, is Kilo Asoy. He created these people, Yesh Meyai. So whereas Avraham Avinu was such a personality, he was always Makara Goyim. Yaakov Avinu saw that it's going, that it was already Mitoso Shlema. All of his children would be Jewish. Mikaron Lahabot, we're not going to have part of our children Jewish, part of our children Goyim. It's going to Mikaron Lahabot will always be Mitoso Shlema. And he felt that now that he had these two brachas of Ruchnius and of Gashmius together, he has to separate himself from the Goyim. So the Medrash stresses by Yichan as Pnei Huyah that he made a Ruven. The idea of a Ruven, Tumen, the idea of Tumen is Al Yetzi Yishman Komo. You have to stay within your dalanamis, so we stay within your makom, whatever your makom is. You'd base mil or alpayim lam or one mil, whatever the din is, the raisa, the rafonim, but the Bnei Yisrael have to have a makom and they shouldn't go out from their makom. No more outreach to the goyim, outreach to the Jews. To be a mekarev, Jews who are not observing back tachas kafi ashkenaz, that the zichet, that's the chamitzvah in the Torah. But mekarev haba, you don't find that Yaakov had this approach that Avraham Avinu had, because now we have to have a different approach. Now that Yaakov is a man who is very much in Olam Hazeh, as much as he is in Ruchni, he has to be very careful to stay away from the Umas Olam. In fact, the Pasuk tells us later the Pasuk tells us in Perek Lamed Hey, Pasuk Beis, Yaakov Avinu tells the members of his family, Hasirus, and Hey Hanecha, Shevisechem, Dihita Haru, the Hachalifu Simlo Sechem. They should take all the Abidazores and throw them out. And if the Pasuk continues to say that he buried them, Tachas Oela Shevisham, he buried them under the tree. So the Ramban Chumash, he asks Akash Alpi Alochet. It says in Chumash, in Parashas Re'eh, and the Gemara has Mishnais and Masechas Abidazore. When somebody has a Getchke, when somebody has an Abidazore, you don't bury it, there's a mitzvah to destroy it. You have to be sheichik v'zor al ruach amat al ayam sreifa shirem tisrufum v'eish psil alahem tigadeon. You have to smash it, destroy it, bash it in, burn it. You have to destroy it somehow, not just to bury it. It's not min hanignozim. Basim v'chol is min hanignozim. It's tunim kinesi. You get rid of it. Avay dezor is ton ibud min ha'olam biur. So what do you mean he took the avay dezor and he buried it tachas oel Hashem shchem? So the Ramban and the Sforno and Chumash and this parsha both say the same shot. Ma'ase shahoya kachoya. Where did they get these avay dezoros from? Where did the members of his family get the Avodah Zarah from? So apparently, must have been after they destroyed the whole city of Shechem. So the Pasuk says, this Pasuk from the Dior Avodah Zarah follows right after that. The Pasuk says, "Miskal Chelim, Miskal Tapim, Misn Shem, Shava Vayavozu, Miskal Hashem Vavoyim." They cleaned out everything that the goyim had, and they took also the Avodah Zarah that they had. I, the Shailas Avodah Zarah, is also Bahanoah. So true, Koyim Matan Torah, there was no din that Avodah Zarah is also Bahanoah, but Mistame. Avram, the Gemara says, Avram is Mekayim Kolot HaRekulot. That's how the Pasuk seems to say. Hey, Kibash Hashem, Avram the Koli, Vayishmo Mishmaati Mitzvasai, so Asai Bukul Korsoi. So the more comments on that Pasuk, the Kima Avram Avinu Kolot HaRekulot. And the Pasuk, the Rishonim Esum, the Huad, the Nami Yitzchok, and Yaakov, and the Shvatim, the Stam, and the Shifteko, also observe Kolot HaRekulot. So what's the Maiso here that they took Avodah Zarah? You're not permitted to take Avodah Zarah, that's also Bahano. So the Ramban suggests Pshat, and the Sforno writes the same Pshat on Chumash. And most probably they must have gotten the goy before they killed them. Or perhaps after they killed all the men, it says that they left the women alive, so they must have gotten either a man or a woman to declare that they're mevatel avodah zarah. The Gemara says that's what Dovid HaMelech did. And Dovid HaMelech would conquer territories, and he would kill out all the people, and he would take the avodah zarah with he would take them. The zarah, the kesef zarah, they were very valuable. So he would always get a goy to be mevatel avodah zarah. Mevatel avodah zarah means to get a goy to declare, I don't believe that this is avodah zarah. Even though he never believed in that, this guy believes in a different avodah zarah. He's not a chassid from this avodah zarah anyway. He never believed in this. It doesn't matter, the Gemara says. As long as he's not Jewish, he can be mevatel any avodah zarah in the world. From the Stamer, the Ramban and the Sforna say, the Maaseh Shoharim was over here. It was also like that. The Bnei Yaakov, Shavu v'Yavozim, when they took the Zohar and the Kesef, the Stamer, they also got an offering to be mevatel the avodah zarah before they took it. So it was really mutabar no. So if it's mutabar no, what does it say? Hastiras of Hey Hamecha Shebesechem. The Itaharu, they should go into mikveh, the Hachasifu, the Hachalifu, the Simlosechem, they should put on different malbushim. What's wrong? The Mbatla Bedizor, what's wrong? Apparently, Yankov Avinu held that there's a special sakona over here. He knew that he was the man who had a bracha and a hatzlocha, Bein Baruch Nias, Bein Begashmias. He was the man who had the Bichas Avram. And he was also the man who had the bracha of Yitul Chomital Hashemami Mishmani Ha'oretz. And it's a very difficult thing to be matzliach both in Ruchnius and Gashmius and to remain a frumi. As Rabbi Lam spoke, when he first became president of the yeshiva, he spoke at a shamashudis here in the cafeteria. So he said that people think that you go to college, you know, it's easy. Very, very difficult. It's like walking on a tightrope. That was his motion. It's very difficult to keep your balance, to know how much Ruchnius and how much Gashmius. To observe the mitzvahs, to be matzliach and learning, and at the same time try to give zacharayin in olam hazeh. So Yaakov Avinu, who felt that now he had the both brachas, he felt that he needs a harchoka yisteris. He told his children, even though al pi halacha everything was kasher v'yosher, he told them the avodah zarah they were mevatelim. So according to the Mishnah, Dovid HaMelech did it. Dovid HaMelech did it like that. The Gemara says he always did. He took the avodah zarah, he got a guy to be mevatelim, and then he took the avodah zarah. Mutavano. So why can't the bnei Yaakov Avinu do the same? So Yaakov felt, no, this is a sakona, because since he has a lot of ruchnias and a lot of gashmias, it's too much of a danger. We find the Gemara says, Haraya Sota Bikulkula Yadiratz Min Hayayin. Gemara says, why do we have Parshas Sota written in the Torah, and right after you have the Parshas Nazir? Because there's a connection between the two. So the Gemara says, one who sees a Sota, one who sees that there's priests in the door, should make harchokas for himself. So the Pashup Shad is, when you live in a door where all the people are tzaddikim, so you don't need so many harchokas. When you live in a door that many people are putzim ba, rayas of Yisur HaTorah, the Gemara says you have to have more harchokas. That's the Pashup Shad. And the Rosh Hashivas always say, they comment on the Gemara says, haraya soita bilkuklu, if you see one soita. What if we live in a door of Zman HaZeh? You look in the newspapers, you find 100 soitas. You walk in the street, you find Zainas, not Zainas Mamish. So it's avada yazaratzim and ayayna. Avada you have to make harchokas. But there's one Nekuda that's strange in the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? Haroya Soita Birkil Kulo. The one who sees the Soita in the Beis HaMikdash, who just drank the Maim HaMorim, and she's in the process of dying. She's been Ifuda. So the Gemara says that person should be Yazarat Menayan. What is it? What's the Hashash for him? Fakir. He will remember this image for the rest of his life. I saw a woman who was Mezane, and I saw in front of my eyes the way she was falling apart and dropping dead right in the Beis HaMikdash. I'll be this. That she drank water, Mayim Kedoshim. She drank water with no poison in it, and she dropped dead in the Beis HaMikdash. The Fakir wondered and thought that this would leave such an indelible impression on the minds of the people who saw it. They don't need any more hachokas. They don't have to be Yazarat Menayan. The hachokas are needed for the other people who read about it in the newspapers. They read there's a Zayna. They saw Zayna in the street, but the one who sees the Zayna, Birkil Kula, the one who sees the Zayna dying, Bili Vulos. Why does he have to be Yazarat Menayan? So Rav Leizer Shachshlita commented on his Gemara that it means the following. A lot of times you talk about theory. You talk about Znus, you talk about the Gzela, you talk about the Tzichi, you talk in abstract about Averus. So if people are religious and observant, they'll be careful not to fall into these Averus. But if a person sees the Ritzach in front of his eyes, he watches that on the television, he sees it in person the way a person is doing a Maisik Gzela, Maisik Ritzich, Maisik Gili Arayas, this. If he sees a Sofer dying, of course it's going to make a Roshan. We'll see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to punish all the people who dwell there. In that sense, it will have a Roshan. But it'll also have another Roshan. He will see that this is not just something abstract. This is not something ethereal in the Luften. This is something that really exists. There is Nus in the world. So in that sense, it will have a Hashpah on him, the Ruah. The fact that he saw the Sofer dying will have a Hashpah on the Tevah. But the fact that he saw a Sofer, period,
Forget about dying, not dying. The fact that he sees a Seifer in person, this will definitely have a Hashpah Leruah on him. That's why Yaakov Avinu, that's what Rabbeinu Shach said. That's why Yaakov Avinu, the fire, based on what Rabbeinu Shach said, that's why Yaakov Avinu was nervous over here. That if he's going to have his children, Isaac, both in Ruchnis and in Gashmias, he has to have more of a Harchoket. It's not enough, like David HaMelech. For David HaMelech, it was okay. He got a goy to be Mvatla with his Zorah, and everything is Alpidin, so he's the Alpidin's kosher, so it's Mutter, so he took the Avid Zorah. Avid Zorah, like a Pitlis, had the Gomer. Same as any other pink piece of gold or silver. But over here, Yaakov Avinu felt that he's trying to start a new thing, to be Makbid on the Sukkahs for the Behemoths, and to be Makbid on Chain for the cities. Merchot Soes, and to make Shvokim, Merchoivas, and to make Matthias. To be Arangaton very much in Olam Hazeh, not just to be Madgish Ruchnias, and Olam Haba things in Mitzvahs and Maisim Tovim, to be Madgish Olam Hazeh things also. So Yaakov Avinu felt that it's very, very essential now to have more Harkokas and more Siyogim. As the Gemara recommends, the Haroya started to be Kukula, one who's very much involved in the Ruah of Olam Hazeh, and he sees it, has to have more Harkokas and more Siyogim. Baron Kotas, the Chamul Rav, first came to America. He was interested in founding a yeshiva. So he wanted very much to found a yeshiva somewhere in the mountains. He felt that the yeshiva has to be away from all of the Olam Hazeh and everything. The Meister, it didn't turn out like that, so he made his yeshiva in Lakewood. Lakewood isn't as far away as the mountains, but it's a little resort town, but it's not really a big city. When Yeshiva University moved here years ago to Washington Heights, this place was a midbar. Washington Heights, there were no houses here. The place was a farmland. There was a desert over here. It took years later until the neighborhood was built up. When you have a yeshiva with a secular department, it's more essential to have it separated. You have to have more hachokas. This is exactly what the Chachamim tell us. One who's royal start to build kukula must be Mazaratsu and Ayani, has to go further away with more hachokas than the other person. Fakir! If our Baron Kotler felt that it's essential to have a yeshiva which is a kulam, which is Kula Ter, he has no secular studies there at all. He never dreamt of having any secular studies. If he thought that it's essential to be Marche Kiz Yeshiva from all of society and have it in a little quiet town, so it's a Kolshkin, a Kalbachayim, a Ben Menoshel Kalbachayim, that if you're going to have a Yeshiva with a college, you zicher have to have it far away. Of course, we believe like Yaakov Avinu, like Rifkin, not like Yitzchak. We don't have the Madrega of Pachat Yitzchak. Halabai, we would have that Madrega, would be shy to discuss it. The great Yerushamayim of a person who's an Oyla Tmimo will not be nifshal in anything. He can see the Seita in front of his eyes, and he won't even see her. Well, Davish Man Eisner, in front of the Seita, more effect. We're not talking about Yitzchak, we're talking about Yankir, we're talking about Rivko. These are the people who live in this Oyla Mazah. These are the people who have Hatzlocha, Bein Baruch, Nisa, Bein Begashmiz. It's Vayichan Es Pneinu here. But those kind of people, they have to first work out their Hashkofis and their Shita far away from society. They have to work it out in an ivory tower, figuring out exactly what the hashkof is, and then later it's shy for them to work in the Olam Hazeh. They can't right away walk into the Shmutz. Right away, we're going to walk right in with the Zionists, and we're going to be Misak and everything. You can't walk in with the Zionists and the Seif and everything right away. First, you have to work out your hashkof and soil. And then later on, it's shy to work in the Olam Hazeh. I'll close with a comment on the Haftar, which may or may not be related to my comments on the Chumash. There are two haftaras for this week's Seder. One is Kiminika Ashkenazim, one is Kiminika Sfardim. So the haftara that the Sfardim say from Avadia has a pasuk where the Novi screams at Esau, Mechamas achicha yain kutichas ko busha, v'nechrata liyolam. That you, Esau, will suffer such bizyonis and busha because you stole so much from Yaakov Avinu. The goyim are always stealing from the Jews, they're always harassing them, they're always persecuting them, killing them, murdering Jews, Holocaust. So the Novi says that the goyim will suffer because of the busha that they harassed the Jews and killed them so much. Mechamas achicha yain kutichas ko busha. That's the Pasha Pshat in the Pasha. So the Shari Tshuva on Hilchos Pesach quotes a Taich, not the Pashup Shabbat Pasuk, he quotes a Taich in Simen Tov Pei Beis, the end of Simen Tov Pei Beis. He has an interesting shayla, Halacha L'maaseh. If two people are traveling in the Midbar and there's only one Kazayis Matzah, and you're not Yetzer Mitzvah, and it's Pesach, and you're not Yetzer Mitzvah, keep less than Kazayis. So what should they do? Should they fight it out? Or do they divide it in half? Like, if you have gezeis, I'll eat half gezeis. Nobody will be as in this if you have gezeis. So he quotes from a Sefer Igeres Shmuel, one of the Achareim, I guess, never heard of it, who comments that you can finagle and fool the other guy into giving you the gezeis. You can padreim the tzein and explain to him why he should let you eat the gezeis. Are you mamish fooling him? Mamish I know. You're cheating him out of the possibility of observing the mitzvah and just stealing away. So the Emuna Shmuel is a Sefer Megillas Rus. He says he learns this stuff in the Pasuk in Rus, where the Goel, the Boaz tells the Goel that they had to buy back the stud that Naomi had sold. So the Boaz tells the Goel, but keep in mind, the Yom Kenosfas has stud that when you buy the field, you have to marry also Rus HaMayavir. What kind of Baba Mice is that? The din of gula's craving, the Chumash doesn't say you have to marry the Amman also. It says baloney. And what do you say? Rusa, all right, so she was a pretty girl, so what's so bad? So I'll buy the field and I marry the girl also. She's very attractive, obviously, because Vayel married her. So what's so bad? So he says, no, when you buy that field, you have to marry Rusa Moyavia, the sheikh's. Rusa Moyavia, she's Asura love of the call. What did he tell him such a life with? And he didn't know the din that the Moyavi belay Moyavis, that a woman who comes from Moyav and Amun is Mutera. And later on, after the Goyal said that he's not interested, then Chazal say that Goyal's gathered together, the Moses gathered together 10 people and he's Mepharis from the Din, that Amun is my witness. And then he said, okay, now that Dutta, I'm going to marry her, I'm going to buy the field. So what did he fool him? Why didn't he tell him all this in advance? I'm going to buy Amunis, Moyav and Goyal. All this, if you want to marry her, marry. If you don't marry, you don't have to marry. He doesn't tell him all the details, just fools him into selling him the field. So he derives from this parsha that there's no Yisrael Noah. There's an Yisrael Noah in Mominus. By us, we always look like that. People in business are always cheating everybody else in Mominus. When it comes to mitzvahs, they're not interested in cheating mitzvahs from anybody else. You keep the mitzvah, I won't try to steal. So the Emuna Shmuel says, the Geri Shmuel says, that for this pasuk, this is fakir. And although there is a din of Noah, you're not allowed to fool somebody and cheat someone and be a mammon. But when it comes to mitzvahs, if the other person wasn't zerhi at the mitzvah, if the other person was already zerhi at the mitzvah, race, he sheds the behemoth, so the Gemara says, Misha shochet yichasa. So he has the zchus to do kisei adam. So if you steal the mitzvah of kisei adam from him, the Gemara... Yeah, then there's no way to cheat him. And he says that we see by Yaakov Avinu that he had a hard time. Yaakov, things didn't come so easy by him. He had to fool the father. He had his dray a lot with Lavan. He had his dray a lot with Esau when he bought the cur from him. He had to swing a lot of deals in his time. So he had to nar up a lot of people. But every time he narred up, apparently it was for Ruchnis. It wasn't for Gashmis. For Gashmis is cheating. That's why you know his mom, and that's an Isra. There's an Isra in Noah's Dorim also. But when you cheat someone else before he has a schus for a mitzvah, and you're being ma'anehim for purposes of L'shem Shamayim, you do tricks with L'shem Shamayim, then it's mutter. That's how the Pasuk says several times. You kill him in a lot of psukim in Tanakh. In Mikesh Tispato, Mikesh Tiktapo. That is mutter, if I care to say mitzvah. So the Gerish Motaiches, maybe that's the pshat in his Pasuk. So the Pasuk says, Esau has what to be embarrassed about. Nechamas achicho Yankiv techas kabusha. Yankiv is also a ganav. But Yankiv always steals l'shem shamayim. He does also dirty things. But all the dirty things he does l'shem ruchnis, not l'shem gashmias. So you should be embarrassed about what you do. You, Esau, you will mesoil him that you took zeila for dini mominis, for gashmias. You should be embarrassed. Look what you caused your brother Yaakov. Look what Yidin do in order to get mitzvahs. They also do chomos. Like they do chomos l'shem shemaim, goif and hether, and they have to do the same as you do, and you do it l'shem is. Sometimes you have to fight l'chomos l'shem shemaim, and when you fight l'chomos, sometimes you have to do very dirty things, but that's a mitzvah. It's a shan and a charfer that you have to get involved in the first place in the machlokes, and you have to start doing things l'shem shemaim, but if you got stuck, then you have to, if one is in a situation where he has to fight, that is necessary even sometimes to do like Yaakov Avinu, to do chomos, to do things that are not those Kavadiga things. You must remember when Golda Meir spoke in the yeshiva, I think, she mentioned this several times, in several different occasions. She said she was angry at the Arabs for killing all the Jews and so on, but more so she's angry why the Arabs caused the Jews to become Rotsim. They caused the Jews to become Rotsim. Many times you have to fight for Torah, and you have to fight for Inyana Yerushalayim, and you have to fight dirty also. And there's nothing wrong with that. The Torah says that that's what Yaakov did, and it was considered a mitzvah.